Next case, please.
The next case is case number 12,406. Kathy Lafardello seeks a variance from the distance between building requirements for proposed structures, section 115-188 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Whitecap Lane, approximately 210 feet northwest of Shady Road in the Somerset Green development. The address is 33120 Whitecap Lane in Lewis, and the zoning district is C1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 6, and Parcel 687. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 15-foot variance from the 40-foot separation distance requirement for multifamily dwelling structures. And to date, staff have received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you. The applicant before us. Please come forward and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Kathy Giardello, 33120 Whitecap Lane, Lewis, Maryland, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Can you step aside and swear everybody in at once?
Mario Giardello, 33120 Whitecap Lane, Lewis, Delaware.
Thank you. Sir?
40 Massey, 653 Milford Harrington Highway, Milford.
Dalton Messick, 653 Milford Harrington Highway, Milford, Delaware.
And do the four of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do, sir.
And when you go to the microphone, just speak clearly into the microphone and identify yourselves and name for the record. Thank you.
Good evening.
How are you? My name is Courtney Messick. I'm the builder of the that's going to be putting the deck on this dwelling. The separation between the two buildings is 40 feet as it stands now. Our proposed deck is going to be 12 feet from the house. We have put in for a 15-foot variance. We have pictures of the other surrounding properties with fences and how theirs have actually
Have you submitted those?
Yeah, we have those. We have not submitted those yet. We have them now.
Do you have any exhibits that you want to submit? You can submit them to Ms. DeVore at the end.
Got decks added on yet on these pictures?
Those are decks, or they have those are the fences, and there's some paver patios.
Do you have any representation of what you're going to build?
Yes, sir.
You need that back?
Yes, we need that back.
So we can make copies of this, Chair. So I'm going to stamp it. Or maybe if I can just, because this is going to be used for the actual permitting. I'm going to pass this down. We're going to make copies. And then we're going to stamp that copy for the form. So.
So this unit, do you have a picture of that backyard? the unit that you're creating the patio for?
We do not have a picture of that. The only empty yard on that street, actually.
So these pictures are of the fence, but we're building a deck? I'm confused.
Those are actually of, in the one area that we're seeking the variance in, those are the other structures that are in that area.
Okay.
Attached to other units.
And behind a couple of those, they also have paved patios. I believe there's only one or two. And they are 6-foot privacy fences.
But you're not showing us what you're going to do.
He's showing you what you're going to do there.
Okay.
This is the first one that's in that development that you're doing now?
That's the first one that we'll be doing in there. In certain parts of this development, they will allow more setbacks in this one certain area.
Okay.
Their units are only 40 feet apart. So we need this variance for us to put this deck on the back of this.
So when you get this done, there'll probably be more people doing the same thing again, right?
So it's not a deck, or I mean, not pavers, it's a deck?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. I don't know where I got pavers from.
If I can assist, share with the answer to Mr. Workman's question, just on that point. So the site plan for this community includes a number of buildings all arranged in different configurations because of the way the road works. So there will be other additions, other structures to the rear of some of the units in this community. But it's these particular units and their particular separation with their neighbors to the northeast that has created the need for the variance. So there will be others in that community, but each block has a different relationship with its neighbors. So
there'd be different setbacks.
Correct.
Yes,
okay. So those other ones might be fine.
Yeah.
But this one was identified as needing a variance.
So. Okay.
Well, the steps. We say that, does that mean the whole block? Because when I look at this, I'm seeing, you know, there's five on each side, and they're all similarly situated from a distance standpoint. So when you say that, are you saying that would be something exclusive to that block on both sides, or is it just to this particular unit?
So this particular block was built to comply with the 40-foot separation with its neighbor to the northeast. And as approved, the approved site plan, which is included in the packet, it was approved by the commission accordingly. But the issue is that they were built so close that it did not allow for further additions without the need for variances. And it's that proposal that creates the need for the variance, if that makes sense.
Are the steps going to be even more of an issue? The proposed steps?
If they project beyond what is shown on the rectangle on the survey, then yes, they would need to be included.
Can you go through the criteria for granting a variance?
Yes. I apologize. Let's see. We applied for the variance because the property, Somerset Screen, lot sizes are narrow. They are built very strictly to code, and we are unable to do anything with them. Since the houses are so close together, we cannot otherwise do anything. I believe Mr. Whitehouse said that even if it was a 1 foot, if we wanted to get 1 foot off of the house, we'd have to get a variance. So we can't really do anything there. The issue was not created by the applicant. Just because the builder of Somerset Green squeezed their row houses so close together that units 29 to 47 are not legally allowed to build on the rear of their units without a variance. And others have. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood just because pretty much every other house on that one row has 6-foot privacy fences, and there is also at least one paver patio at the end towards the road for sure. Yeah. Let's see. it would not impair the neighbor's use of their yard because there are fences up on the one side and then the roadway is on the other side. See, and the minimum variance that we require is 15 feet. The deck would only be coming out 12. We ask for 15 just so we have that little extra bit of space.
So in this block, that no other unit has a bump out and has put a fence up or anything, is that correct?
Yes, there are fences up.
All of them are, pretty much.
In the pictures that we just turned in, you can see the other people that are in that area have privacy fences. I think there's lot 42.
Lot 47, I believe, is the one.
Has a paver patio that is actually built at ground level at the house. As it goes away from the house and gets into the swale, it's approximately about 4 feet off the ground. So we do have other areas in that same area that have actually gone out into that 40-foot area.
So are you going to take the privacy fence down?
No, sir.
So it's still privacy fence will still be up there, but the deck's going to be inside that?
Yes, the privacy fence is going to be just on, if you were facing the unit itself, there's a privacy fence on the left-hand side.
Okay.
That is separating that lot from the one next to it.
Next to it, okay.
The deck will be on the right-hand side of that fence.
Okay, so the privacy deck's still going to be there, but...
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha.
So the fence is not yours?
No.
Okay. The fence isn't theirs, it's somebody else's.
It's in between.
It's in between, yes.
So that's why they're not taking it
down. They're taking that down, but they're going to take the other part down, right?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Just that one section. Okay.
Yeah, the other side is the roadside.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board?
Have we granted any other variances for this part of the world?
So we can look back to 2011 using the online map, and I believe that this development post-dates 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So this map will show all variances back to 2011, so it will show if this is any others. And it looks like just this one. And that's a variance for the fence height requirement. So no other variances to the separation distances that we can find.
And as I recall, because this is the property that borders Lowe's,
yes,
off of Plantation Road, as I recall, there was a request to have the fence height along the border be taller because of the commercial use there, as well as the, I think it also butted, my recollection serves me right, to a Del Dot Transit Center on the east side. Mm-hmm. So that the fence height along the border of the community was higher for that. That was the variance approved. I believe that was around the time it was being developed.
Mr. Sharp, you have a question?
I do, I have several. First off, we got a swale there. The pictures are pretty clear. There's a swale to that rear yard, and it looks like it slopes fairly significantly. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, sir.
What impact do you think a deck projecting that far towards the swale, and from your drawings, it looks like it would be, there's some elevation drops there. what effect would that have on the drainage in that area?
Well, under the deck is going to be open. So actually, any drainage that would be heading that way would be free to do so. There's not going to, I'm not going to have any obstruction there to stop that.
So I guess the other question is, I presume this is a townhouse, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And how far does the individual lot go? Do you know? I mean, because I would imagine that swale is probably owned by either the community or it's an easement. Do we know the answer to that?
Swale?
Sir, if you can step up to the mic.
No, the swale is owned by the community.
Okay. So how far from where your current house goes to the end of your property line is there?
15 feet.
15 feet. So you're basically going to fit this entire thing within your the bounds of your property?
Yes, I don't even believe we're going to use the entire 15 feet.
Okay.
I think it's just 12.
Okay. Well, I did note that there were some steps that appeared to protrude off of that, so we would need to include
they're that. They're to the side.
They're to the side. Okay,
yes, sir.
Thank you. I couldn't quite tell from that. So what you're looking at is a 12-foot deck with steps to the side. So, okay. Now, the other part of this is you had mentioned there was somebody that was down the block that had pavers.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And the pavers then were ground level at the house, and then they weren't ground level?
As the land falls off, the pavers are staying level. Then there's like a little, they built a semi-retaining wall at the end.
Okay. So they never get above ground level. They're always at ground level.
They're out ground level, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you for clarifying that for me. Mm-hmm. Is there an approval process that you need to go through the HOA?
Yes.
Okay. Have you started that process?
Yes.
All right. Have you gotten approval for that?
Not official approval yet.
Okay.
Nothing in writing?
No.
Do you have any concerns that if you do this, it may lead to your neighbor at 38 doing that same thing?
Do I have concerns?
Sure.
No.
Have you had any discussions with your neighbors about this?
Just one.
And were they okay with it? They were against it?
He's an HOA representative, so he just wanted to make sure I was in compliance with other issues around the house, and then I believe he was okay with the deck.
And what issues? Kind of lost.
Oh, just some HOA issues that have nothing to do with the deck. And that's been addressed.
Why couldn't you do a paver?
Mainly for economic reasons. We're getting a better deal with the deck, more for our money than we would with the pavers that we would prefer to have.
Okay, I have no further questions at this time, Madam Chair.
If this variance is approved and the deck is built, help me understand the entranceway into your unit off of the deck. Is it a single 3-0 door? Is it a slider? Is it a... You're building a
it's
deck.
It's a 3-0 door. It's just a regular entry door, correct?
Yeah, the door itself.
It's been a while, but yes, it is. So you'll be coming in off the roadside of the property, up the steps onto the deck, and then you can go into the house.
Take a right, and you would go yes, in the house through a standard door.
Yes. One of the main purposes for doing this is to get the, so you're not coming out of the house, going down the steps and onto the patio. This way, this brings it up as a normal deck is. And it's easier for them to get their dogs in and out of the house and
So I'm assuming that each one of the units has steps coming off of the standard door currently?
No, not necessarily. Some do and some don't. They didn't come with the house.
The steps did not come with the house?
No.
They'll have some of the doors blocked off.
Yeah.
Was that to be in compliance with zoning requirement?
Yes. I think in order to get your CO, they have to have the door so you can't, if they don't have steps, the door has to be secure so you can't fall out of the door.
I'm trying not to have a cow here.
It's, so that door is locked?
There are steps to his door.
No, I mean, you said, talking about other doors are shut. Is it an exit door? Is the only exit you have?
They do that a lot. They do, a lot of builders do that. They do it a lot of times with sliders, French doors,
okay,
and doors that don't have steps.
Okay.
They'll put, you'll see on the back, it'll look just like a picket, you know, a handrail.
Yeah, okay.
Attached to the house.
I'm familiar with that.
Okay.
Is it an egress out of the house?
If it, they actually have three exits out of the house, one through the garage, one through the front, one through the back.
So my assumption then would be that in order for a CO to have been given, the fire marshal would have approved.
The,
yes.
Jamie?
Yeah.
Correct, the fire marshal would have approved the design, but it would have to meet building code as part of the inspection, so it would be inspected. So, and the fire marshal would have signed off on the original design, so.
Thank you.
All right, does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, ma'am.
If you'll have a seat for a minute. Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition of the application? Sir, would you like to speak? Please come forward and be sworn in.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Dennis Thompson, 36510 Senators Drive, Lewis. I own a property in Somerset Green at 33118 Whitecap Lane, directly adjacent to this one.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And would that be lot 44?
Yes, it would.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Dennis Thompson. I live at 33118. I don't live there. I own 33118. I'm a member of the executive board within the community. I'm also on the architectural review board. And I'd like to answer any questions you might have regarding the ones you just asked, which I might be able to provide additional information for. We have received a request from the homeowners to put a deck in the backyard, and we have not reviewed that request yet. There have been circumstances which have prevented us from doing that. This was the first instance that we heard of any type of a variance request, was the sign that was posted in his front yard. The variance, as I understand it, is only for the duration of construction. It's not for the permanent variance, which is going to extend that out 15 feet.
No, that would be, if this board were to grant what the applicants are seeking, this would be a permanent variance as long as that structure remains on the property.
That's not what it says in the request. It says that it would only be there for the life of the construction.
That's right, the life of the construction of the deck.
The deck would fit with, okay. These are condominiums. These are not individual townhomes, and they're not, it's not an association, a homeowners association. The lot itself is comprised of limited common element, which is true for every home in that block. I have these. These sheets are the as-built site plans which have been recorded with the county, which you'll see as they get passed around. The rear common element where he wants to build the deck, all right, will hold the deck, all right, and there'll be nothing else. The rear element directly abuts to a common area, which supports the stormwater management swale, which is handled by the stormwater management group in Sussex County. This has been approved about 2 months ago. Jessica Watson came out and she walked the neighborhood and she approved certain things within the neighborhood. To take and place a deck at that position, overlapping it, would cause potential damage to that swale and cause the runoff to be impaired.
I have a question.
Certainly.
They stated that there was a paper patio put in that was run off the ground level and retaining wall.
That's correct.
How is that any different from, in my opinion, it would be worse than putting a porch there?
The patio that was put in, the paver patio, was the end unit directly at the retention area. All right, so the impact of having that at that position, okay, doesn't carry the same load as the putting in and impairing the swale at the other end.
Do you have that in writing for Ms. Watson?
I do not.
So, but the pavers are at your, at lot 44.
No, that's a patio.
That's what that drawing says.
That's not the one he's referring to. The one he's referring to is the one that is at lot 42.
At the other end.
At the other end of that, the building directly behind.
Do you have pavers and steps at your unit?
I do. I have a flat 10 by 12 patio that's in the ground.
Okay.
Is it built up?
No.
So it just slopes down all the way down there?
It sits at the ground level, and the slope from the property starts 2 feet or so after that.
Okay. So you got any slope at all on your deck?
On my patio.
On your patio, yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, it's a flat in the ground at grass level. So any of the water which is coming off of that will flow into the grass area and percolate into the soil.
You lost me a little bit on the load of they're putting the deck on. Where is the load at? You're talking about a load on water?
Well, I'm talking about the impact of the water. Okay, now.
So this deck that they want to construct, is the water's going to go through it. It's not going to be inhibited in any way.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay, but we see that it's going to impact the swale integrity.
No, because the water's going to go underneath of it.
Okay. I believe that.
Okay.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand where you...
I'm just trying to follow you, and I'm kind of...
When we were talking about two different properties, okay, and you were looking at my property.
Okay.
Okay, the two properties involved are both end units. Okay, one end unit is a paver patio or a paver area, which was put in at ground level.
Which is yours?
No.
Okay.
This is lot 42.
Okay.
Which is at the end of the building directly across.
But to me, it's not ground level because they've put a bulkhead in.
It comes out from their door at ground level, and then the swale comes down.
So they did inhibit the stormwater management.
What they have is they have an area where the water runs off into the swale. Okay, they also put in pop-ups to handle the drainage off of the roof. All right, so all of the water which would have ended up in the swale from that unit will continue to do that.
Okay.
All right. The ones that are put at the end with the deck, okay, the variance, okay, the deck will fit in the limited common element. All right, and I don't see a reason for a 3-foot variance in addition to that. because all of the area that is behind it is common area from where they can build. All right? Does that make sense?
So you're okay with a 12-foot deck. You're not okay with giving them 15 feet.
I don't see a reason for them to have 15 feet.
Okay, but you're okay with the other, with them having the 12 feet.
They have the 12 feet already.
Right.
It's part of their limited common element.
Okay.
All right, so every other homeowner has a similar amount of space, not the same perhaps. For example, the building directly behind our buildings, right? We have a 12-foot distance from the outer portion to the rear lot line, right? The building behind us has a much smaller area because of the swale which is there, okay? And the slope of the swale from the building, okay, makes that area in which they're able to actually construct something, okay, smaller.
So I got a question on the lot 42.
Yes.
How far is that paver coming out?
The paver comes out, they have a 6-foot distance, and I think they came out 7 feet.
They only came out 7 feet for that paver?
Correct.
Oh, okay. And it could come out 12, you're saying?
Too. No, I can't. Okay, they have a limited common element, which is smaller.
Okay.
All right, so for them to have taken and put anything in their backyard, or their rear common element, okay, they needed some additional footage, okay, which we as the board have decided that they could have.
And you think the 3 foot would hurt that?
I don't read this as being a permanent 3 foot. Okay, what I read here is that they're asking for 3 additional feet to do the construction within the 12 feet.
No, what they have requested,
mm-hmm.
this is perhaps where we're conflating some things. The county has in its code,
right,
a 40-foot separation distance between townhouse buildings.
Between buildings.
Between buildings.
Not between decks.
Follow me here. Okay. Just listen and I'll explain it to you. So the building that you are at and that he is at, which is you're 44 and he's 43,
mm-hmm.
there's a building across the swale,
right,
where 38 and 39 are.
Mm-hmm.
The buildings, those buildings cannot be closer than 40 feet. None of the structures from those buildings can be closer than 40 feet. That is a separation distance that is required in the code. Now, I understand that you all have limited common elements, which are part of your condo unit.
Correct.
So you have your unit where you can have your townhouse building, and then you have some green space around it, which in the front is probably for parking. And in the rear, you've got an area where if you wanted to put up a barbecue grill or a chair or something, you could do that.
That's correct.
And that would be limited to that exclusive unit.
Correct.
That area does not extend all the way to the limited common element of the building across the way.
That's correct.
In between, there's an intervening common element area.
Correct.
Which is for the entire community, which is the swale system. What is before this board is not whether they are within or outside their boundaries of the limited common element, though mm-hmm. they should be if they're going to build this.
Right.
What was before this board is whether or not they are allowed to build such that their deck encroaches in that 40-foot separation distance. And what they have proposed is something that will, I think it's almost entirely going into that 40-foot separation distance area.
If that's the case, then we have most of our 53 units have this problem and they don't have the variance.
Well, I know that what Mr. Whitehouse explained earlier was that there are different orientations of some of the buildings within this community. Such
yes.
that some of those are already further than 40 feet apart, whereas other buildings are closer and they are 40 feet apart. And as I understand it, these two buildings, and it's, you know, obviously there's indentations where the buildings are, but where the, they project the most, the closest to.
Correct.
Is 40 feet. And that's not necessarily what is the case with other buildings in that community. And if I'm misstating anything with the White House.
That's my understanding. That's correct.
So
that means even 42 is out of compliance.
Well, we don't know that. One, it's a paver. And a paver, because it's less, a paver is not something that is considered a structure. If you're 6 inches or below, we don't get into
that. But if it was a structure.
If it was a deck, they would have, and just by eyeballing it here, my guess is if it was a deck and it projected out where I guess that paver is, it probably would be within 40 feet and there would be a variance needed. What the applicant here is seeking is a deck because it's a structure. That is something that then triggers that 40-foot separation distance. Mm-hmm. So I know it's kind of complex, and we're hearing a lot of things, and I appreciate your clarity on this because I think it's been helpful in my eyes.
Yes.
Particularly seeing where the limited common elements are as to what the units are themselves.
Okay.
But that's the issue that we have before us.
I just passed out or handed in the a picture of the entire site plan of the community with all the buildings.
Okay.
Okay, so you can see from that the between each of the back buildings that are paired, you have pretty much the same distance. All right, and at the time that each building was built, okay, they all weren't built at the same time. They were built one at a time as the community grew. For each of those buildings, there was an amendment to the declaration to add those particular buildings as they went up, along with site plans that were recorded with the county to accommodate that requirement. So for each building, we have an amendment and we have a site plan.
Well, that's typically what you would do when you're developing a condominium. They're typically expandable condominiums. So
yes.
If you have building one, that's the first one built.
That's correct.
Once it's built, as built, then you put a survey for that. Then you do phase two, you add building two, you do it for that. So that's
correct. That's exactly what
has to happen with a right. condominium. But that does not necessarily mean that all those buildings are 40 feet apart.
That's correct.
So there, as I believe Mr. Whitehouse had indicated before, there are, this block is the one where they are closer together than perhaps other buildings within the community.
No.
Okay.
I believe that they're the same distance apart as other buildings in the community.
Okay.
All right, and you mentioned fences earlier. Okay, when you purchased the home and moved in, you had separator fences between the lots, and they were 8-foot fences, and that was it. If it was your choice to whether or not you wanted to enclose your limited common element by putting a fence all the way around it. All right, now by doing that, you run into a problem where the distance is no longer 40 feet. All right, but we have gone ahead, and this was done long before the homeowner association was put together. And the board at that time was made up of the Somerset Holding LLC. All right, and they're the ones who initially did the approvals for the work that was done, the modifications to the lots. And these were all approved by them. So if we fall into a situation of we're inside a 40-foot distance, once you've given your limited common element to build in, I don't see how that impairs or would play with the 40-foot distance between the two buildings. As you said, it's confusing.
So you have a problem with him building 15 feet?
This doesn't say he's going to build 15 feet. This says he's going to build 12.
Okay.
And he's asking for the additional 3 feet to perform the construction.
Okay.
Which I'm confused about as to what that actually means.
Well, we're going to back up and ask him that question.
Okay.
Is that all you have, sir?
That's all I have.
Question. Is there a homeowners association?
Yes, there is. There's a condominium association.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Rigger.
Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road.
And just for the record, Mr. Rieger has been previously sworn in this evening.
Yes. First question is it, there's a 40-foot separation between the buildings or units for that. Now, is that for structure and then the accessory structures are still 40 feet also?
If I may, Chair, if you attach an accessory structure to the dwelling, whether it be a deck, an addition, a screen porch, it is treated as being part of the dwelling for the purposes of setback purposes because it is attached to the principal structure. If it were physically detached from the structure, it would be treated as an accessory structure. The code states that the buildings shall be no closer than 40 feet, i.e. the principal structures. So, and that's because the deck is attached to the dwelling in this case.
But if you decide, if you maneuver it to where it's a self-standing, freestanding deck, it now becomes an accessory structure, not part of structure. Is there a different setback for that?
Potentially, if it were genuinely detached. But
it's like putting a last nail in, attaching just to put a nail to say it's part of the house or not part of the house for an accessory structure versus a structure. That's what I wanted to understand.
Academically, Sherry, if it were genuinely detached and not attached in any way, it could potentially be okay in terms of the 40-foot separation. But that does throw up code issues in terms of having a deck that's not attached to the house. So it may be correct from an academic perspective for the purposes of the zoning code, but I cannot offer you any evidence as to whether that complies with building code.
I just have seen a lot of decks over the years that aren't attached into the siding, into the side plates, all the plates going around the house, or you didn't want to go into a gorgeous siding job, just freestand a deck right there, and you're good to go. So I just wanted to clarify between structure, accessory, structure.
I think they have in their plans that it was to be attached to the house.
I just didn't know because I couldn't see it on here and didn't see it in there. So it's completely blind. It's just asking a question, what's accessory, non-accessory. Also, too, is concerning like the deed restrictions or whatever was brought up about deed restrictions. Are we taking deed restrictions in consideration or are they just not allowed anymore? I just want to know to say, have it one way, whether the board is taking them as a whole for the county, that deed restrictions or covenants are taken into account at this level or not?
The board will not enforce deed restrictions. The board can accept those into the record if applicant or opposition want to submit them in, and they could certainly make an argument as to why that would or would not apply to any of the standards that we have for granting a variance. So one of ours is, you know, the effect of the character of the neighborhood or detrimental to public welfare or effect on neighboring properties. So if a party wanted to submit that in there, it would be something that could be considered by the board, but we are not independently enforcing those restrictive covenants. That's a contract between property owners.
That's why I just was trying to understand whether one hearing we take into the account the deed restrictions, one case the county doesn't take into account.
I'll give you an example. If in this case the applicant came to the board for this variance approval, we're not going to say whether you're compliant or not compliant with those deed restrictions. But if the deed restriction, if what they were proposing to do somehow had a problem with their homeowners association and conflicted with their deed restrictions, they would have to deal with that hurdle through another mechanism, typically through the Court of Chancery. But that's not something that this board gets involved in.
That's why I'm just trying to figure out if the Chancery Board is the ones that would handle that, why are we even taking that into account? It just seems like one case may take it into account and one case we may not. I'm just trying to figure out
the board has the right to weigh any evidence that's presented before it and give it whatever weight it deems appropriate.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Would the applicant like to rebut the opposition?
Yeah, I would like to say something, you know what?
Just so we're ourselves and the ones from the HOA are perfectly clear about all this. We are just going out 12 feet with the deck. The deck is going to be built on a girder, that's going to be supported by 6x6s. Those 6x6s will be set back in from the end of the deck, approximately a foot and a half. The deck will cantilever out over that. So now that brings our 6x6s back to about 10 and a half feet off of the house, where we will still be at level ground before we hit the swale. So actually, anything that's going to be running off will be from that point forward, not from that point back. So we will not be inhibiting anything going into the swale. We put in for the 15-foot variance just because we needed 12 feet. We just put in for 15. We're not going to be using the 15. We're just going to be using the 12. But like we said before, the steps will be coming off the side, so they won't inhibit into the back, and we would do that no way because nobody wants to walk into a swale off their deck. So it will be coming off the side. So that's going to be the extent of the how far we are coming off.
Okay. Does anyone have any other questions of the applicant?
Answer my question.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I have something to say just about the extra 3 feet that we're requesting. Most of the time, the deck's only coming out 12 feet. And of course, we'll be on the other side of that 12 feet messing up the grass or, you know, dropping tools there or whatever. We just like to have that little extra bit so we don't get any complaints from neighbors or...
That's not what we do.
No.
This is, whether you're encroaching on other lands when you're doing that, that's not something before this board. What this board looks at is what is being proposed and how far is that structure going to be from whatever the setbacks that we're looking at is. So it's not whether you need it to actually construct it or work on it. I certainly can appreciate that, but it's what we're looking at is the variance for where that structure will end up being at the end of the day.
Which is 12 feet.
Well, it'll be 12 feet. All right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So that's what you want, be just 12 feet, then be fine?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
No other questions? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion. Need some more time to think about this.
So, question for Jamie. Jamie, if we approve this and the homeowner says no, he stopped anyway, or?
That's correct. Now, I don't know if their mechanism would allow for that or not. I don't know. We haven't seen their documents, but I think that from what they've testified to, there does appear to be another process they have to go through. And one thing that I think the board should really take into consideration on this, and we've seen this in some other communities, this is a new one, so, you know, it's kind of the guinea pig for us, is that if this one goes 12 feet out, do you get a request from the neighbor across the way to go 12 feet out with a swale in the middle? And does that then domino effect down the way? And to contrary to Mr. Whitehouse's point, the site plan that the opposition submitted, it did appear that at least one other set of buildings would have been a 40 foot apart. So it looks like some of the interior ones that kind of back to back, it looks like they were kind of, it looks to me like the builder tried to maximize where they could put those townhouses, and they appear to be 40 feet apart as well, if that appears to be an as-built. So, you know, you do have that potential as well that, obviously that's not before us. We don't know what neighbors would do, but.
But we do have the code, and it says there's supposed to be 40 foot separation.
That's correct.
And this is something we
That's correct.
So the question is, if one of those units is on fire and the fire company needs to get down there in between, can they go over this deck?
They never go in between anyway. Not in the swale.
No. I've closed the public hearing. I cannot, we cannot hear any other comments.
It was a comment about the emergency vehicles.
But it does say here that there's to be 40 feet separation, and that's all they have. He'd have to stay at that bump out with his deck.
I think the issue that you all have, is there some physical uniqueness to this particular unit that creates an exceptional practical difficulty for them not to be able to reasonably develop their property?
And didn't he say too, I thought he said they're allowed to come out 12?
Anyway. So, just to give the board a little understanding of this, because it can be kind of complex. When you look at a site plan of a condominium, you'll see where you have your footprint of where the unit is of a townhouse, and then there's lands around it. And this one apparently is developed as a condominium rather than fee simple ownership. So what you own is that area is limited to you. And then around it is kind of like a footprint. It's just a dotted line, and it'll be shaded typically. And they say, this is exclusive to your unit. Classic example of that, easiest one to think of, is you got a townhouse, and you have deeded parking spaces with it. Those are limited to your specific unit. But in many cases, particularly with an end unit, there might be areas to the side and also to the rear, which would allow you to put, you know, furniture, what have you, if you wanted to do a cookout, those kind of things. But they are, you know, we still have that county code requirement where the buildings themselves can only be so close so that they're not kind of encroaching on each other. So when he's talking about the 12 feet, the 12 feet is, as I understand it, really kind of that envelope for the limited common elements, where if he wanted to construct, say, pavers or a deck or what have you, that's limited to him. He could do it without getting into HOA community lands.
So while you're saying that, Jimmy, he doesn't need a variance then, right?
He would, because the buildings are 40 feet apart. The okay. limited common elements
okay.
are closer than that. And then in between that is HOA common land in general, which is a kind of like a buffer even between those.
Okay.
But the county cares about where the buildings are.
And because it's attached to the building, it is a built part of the building.
Part of the building, yeah. Even though it's 12 foot, is there
right.
a limit?
Something. But he could put a paver in ground level and at 12 feet, and he's good.
Yeah.
Because you could drive over that, and it's really not attached to the.
Think of it like the deck, a deck attached to a house, and it encroaches in the rear yard setback. We require variance. But if that thing is just ground level pavers.
Even though with a bulkhead.
Pardon?
Even with a bulkhead. But building it up, it doesn't make any difference.
Well, they may have issues with Sussex Conservation District,
yeah.
Conservation District on that. And, you know, I don't know what their enforcement of those things are, but I know that, you know, drainage is a big issue for them.
Yeah, when you put the bulkhead, it would cause them more problems, I would think.
Yeah, and they you know want to protect those areas so that you know there's not runoff issues and things can percolate properly. There is a science to that.
If I could just assist on the numbers. So if these blocks were built 40 feet apart and the limited common element is 12 feet and is presumably 12 feet on the other side, so that's 24 feet. So presumably we have 16 feet here of land that is managed by the condominium association. We don't know exactly whether the swale takes up the entire 16 feet, but that 16 feet is essentially a buffer between the units that they do not have control over. So I think that's what Mr. Sharp was alluding to. So.
Would you like to table this application to our next meeting? How do you feel? Or I will entertain a motion.
I will note if there was table for our next meeting is next Monday, so we would need to probably move it to the meeting after that for FOIA purposes, for advertising purposes.
Okay. I think we can.
We may be able to get it on for next week's agenda if needed.
Okay. Your pleasure.
Madam Chair, I'd like to vote tonight.
Okay, would you like to make a motion?
I'm making a motion that we deny case number 12406. I don't believe the unique exception has been presented. I believe the difficulty is being created by the applicant.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Nay.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, too, for the reasons. So with a vote of 4-1, your application is denied.